using radio collars and tracks in the snow over the winter. Biologists from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources counted about 200 wolves, mostly in the northern part of the state. The delisting plan says just 100 would be a sustainable population. But wolf expert Adrian Wideven says the rate of growth is tapering off.
As wolves travel into less suitable areas, they run higher risks of being killed by vehicle collisions, by accidental shootings, and sometimes intentional shootings. So we feel after wolves move out of the wilder places in the state and into more developed areas, their risk of mortality starts to increase quite a bit.
Wideven expects pressure for a hunting or trapping season to rise in all three states as the wolf population grows. But the DNR wants Wisconsin to have at least 350 wolves before considering a hunting or trapping season. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Stephanie Hemphill in Duluth.